You're listening to SBS News.
Sending a spacecraft to the surface of Mars is complex, but that hasn't deterred countries from trying. The United Arab Emirates launched the first Arab space mission to Mars aboard a rocket from Japan containing the unmanned probe Al Amal or Hope. The United States is also set to kickstart its Mars 2020 mission with NASA's launch of the Perseverance rover on July the 30th. China will follow suit in late July or early August with the launch of its first Mars probe. Since the 1960s, spacecraft has been sent to Mars. In early 2004, two golf cart-sized rovers called Opportunity and Spirit landed on opposite sides of the Red Planet.
Main engine start, zero and liftoff of the Delta rocket with Opportunity, a chance to explore and unlock the secrets of our neighboring planet.
The twin rovers were sent on a NASA mission meant to last 90 Mars days, which are 39 minutes longer than Earth days. In the end, Opportunity outlived its twin by 8 years, setting endurance and distance records that could stand for decades. Opportunity roamed for more than 45 kilometres before ceasing communication in June 2018. Mars Exploration Rover Project Manager John Callis says the mission was an enormous feat.
We lasted more than 5,000 days on the surface of Mars. It's just incredible for what was to be a 90-day mission.
And liftoff of the Atlas V rocket with MRO, surveying for the deepest insights into the mysterious evolution of Mars.
In 2005, NASA sent the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter to the Red Planet, which arrived in March 2006. Its science mission was to map the planet, monitor the atmosphere, and scout for landing sites to send future robotic probes. In September 2018, researchers said observations from an instrument aboard the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter strongly supported the long-time theory that salt water in liquid forms flows down certain Martian slopes each summer. But the observations came after NASA's Phoenix lander sampled Martian water for the first time in July 2008. Phoenix co-investigator William Boynton from the University of Arizona says while using onboard lab instruments, the robot was able to confirm the presence of frozen water below the Martian permafrost.
Well, I'm very happy to announce that we've gotten an ice sample into the Tiga oven. When we first found this out yesterday, we were really pleased. There were champagne corks popping in the downlink room.
In 2011, NASA sent its Curiosity rover to Mars, which successfully landed in August 2012. The rover still remains exploring on Mars. The main objective of the $3.5 billion mission was to see whether the Red Planet might have once been or still was hospitable for the microbial life. The Curiosity rover contains a nuclear-powered laboratory holding 10 scientific instruments that have been sampling Martian soil and rocks. In September 2015, NASA's Director of Planetary Science, Dr. Jim Green, announced the rover had made a new discovery.
Mars is not the dry, arid planet that we thought of in the past. Today we're going to announce that under certain circumstances, liquid water has been found on Mars.
In September 2014, India celebrated putting a spacecraft into orbit around Mars. The country successfully guided its Mars Orbiter mission into orbit around the Red Planet. India joined the US, Russia, and the European Space Agency as the only countries to do so. Chairman of the Indian Space Research Organisation, Kapil Radhakrishnan, says it was a national triumph.
We are not looking at demonstrating our prowess with respect to other countries. We are doing it for ourselves.
Meanwhile, October 2016 saw the European Space Agency fail to successfully land its Schiaparelli lander on the surface of Mars. The ESA ExoMars flight director, Michel Denis, says the lander suffered problems during the final 50 seconds of its descent through the harsh Martian atmosphere.
Schiaparelli has reached the ground with a velocity which was much higher than it should, so several hundreds of kilometers per hour, and is unfortunately then, of course, being, destroyed by the impact.
But in 2018, NASA's Curiosity rover made another important discovery, organic molecules preserved in 3.5 billion-year-old bedrock in Gale Crater. The evidence suggested conditions back then may have facilitated life. Curiosity Project scientist John Grotzinger from the California Institute of Technology says while hints had been found at the location before, this was the best evidence yet.
Every successive mission has boosted our expectations that Mars could have been a habitable planet, a place that could have supported life.
Shortly after, on July the 25th in 2018, Italian researchers reported a large buried lake of salty water that appeared to be hiding below the surface of the red planet. Italian Space Agency's scientific coordinator Enrico Flamini made the announcement.
We are here today to present you our results and the fact that we have found liquid water in a subsurface of Mars.
The discovery was based on radar signals collected over 3 years by the ESA's Mars Express spacecraft. It raised the possibility of finding life on Mars. Then in April 2019, NASA's InSight lander, which arrived on Mars the previous November, picked up a gentle rumble believed to be the first Mars quake ever detected. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.